Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles podcast with Dave and Chris, and we are going to spend today talking about someone who doesn't get a lot of notoriety as a guitar player, though he was one of the Beatles, and in fact plays a lot more interesting styles and songs and techniques than you might think, and that would be John Lennon. So our title for today is And on Guitar, John Lennon. Chris, when you think, obviously you see John playing guitar all the time in the early videos, you know he plays, but you think of George mostly, right, with the leads.
Well, yeah, you think of George, and then you might even think of Paul sometimes,
right,
more
right.
than you think of John exactly, although he plays guitar. One of the things in my analysis when I was going through basically the entire Beatles catalog, the entire John Lennon catalog, was how focused he got on piano, and a lot of his best, you know, Imagine, etc.
Yeah, Jealous Guy, Watching the Wheels.
Watching the Wheels are all piano tracks, so someday we'll do a pretty good piano. Yeah. The main thing that stuck out to me is his versatility, and it's like he's the world's greatest utility player.
Mm-hmm.
we need him on some rolling keyboards on this one. Great. We need him on a just a killer rhythm track. Great. How about a little solo here or there? You know. Yeah. So it's not like he's had the same path as say George Harrison, where he got to be not just a solo guitar player, but a slide solo guitar player.
Like an extraordinary Excellent. Player. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, he had his hands in a lot of different pies.
That really leads in well to how we've organized this episode. We've decided to come up with some categories instead of just saying, well, here's a tune and here's another great song. Listen to the guitar. We've come up with some ways to define Lennon's most popular styles of playing, and I think it'll be evident when you hear the songs we've chosen, which, as usual, in typical Dave and Chris form, he knows all of my choices. I know only a couple of his by just sort of offhanded remarks that he's made, so I really don't know the whole thing. So it should be fun to dig in.
And I might have switched those at the last.
That's true.
You never know.
He likes
you never
to
know,
call,
Dave.
Likes to call audibles on me. So
yeah.
One thing we're going to be quoting from also, John talks a lot about his guitar playing in the Jan Wenner Lennon Remembers interview from Rolling Stone in 1970. This was at the time that John Lennon Plastic Ono Band had just come out, and so that album, of course, he's the only guitar player on there, so Wenner asks him a lot about it. So I'm going to be reading quotes as we go through songs, and I'll start out with kind of an overall comment, and I want to hear what you think about this. Wenner asks him, how do you rate yourself as a guitarist? And Lennon says, well, it depends on what kind of guitarist. Okay, rock and roll. And Lennon says, I'm okay. I'm not technically very good, but I can make it fucking howl and move. I was rhythm guitarist. It's an important job. I can make a band drive.
So, yeah. I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, he's mostly playing rhythm. We'll get some great examples of all that. Just like what I was saying, what was he asked to do sometimes?
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. Where does he fill in best? If he's there on an album where it's just him, then he plays a little bit more intricate parts and things like that. But if he's got, say, I don't know, Eric Clapton standing next to him,
a different story.
Then it's like, well, I'd be an idiot to take the lead part, you know?
Right, right. A lot of books have talked about the types of guitars that John plays, and that has an impact on the style. So he's playing the Rickenbacker early, the famous one in the Ed Sullivan Show. That's a very small guitar. I have a replica of it, and it's a three-quarter size, so it's not a huge guitar. So that's really made for playing rhythm. Then he and George picked up the Strats, Fender Strats in 65, so he plays a little bit more lead. Then he got the Epiphone Casinos, which was his favorite guitar, I would say, and that's all the way through rest of his life. Then he plays acoustic on a Gibson and a Martin. So It's all different kinds of things, and I like your idea of the versatility, because he was versatile and he also could soak things up like a sponge. So when he goes to India, we'll get into that, but he learns a whole new style of playing and makes use of it a lot. So like all the Beatles, they were sponges and listened to a lot of influences and people around them. So should be fun to dig in. So we started the episode with beef jerky from Walls and Bridges, which we always laugh about because of the what they sing at the, or they don't even sing. It's beef jerky at
Beef jerky,
the.
beef jerky. Be It's almost like they're demanding beef jerky.
Yeah. And so that instrumental track is a good way to get things started here.
Well, let's start with that best rhythm category. How about
Okay.
that?
Yeah, sounds good.
With a really early Beatles track, which has great thing. I watched a couple videos from a guy on YouTube, Mike Pacelli,
Yes, highly
and he.
recommended.
Oh yeah, this guy is great too because he plays. And he's like, man, this is so awesome, man. He's so
Such a
if you
fan.
play. If you play a guitar or want to like learn little bits of these, or I'd recommend just watching it to appreciate a couple of some of the selections we're going to bring up here. One of the things he brought up was All My Lovin', and the triplets, and All My Lovin'. And I went about listening to a lot of the live versions, and they're rushing in a lot of the live versions.
Oh,
So he's even having to play faster, and he still makes it through them. But let's have a listen to just your run-of-the-mill regular All My Lovin' from With the Beatles. And keep an ear out for these triplets on rhythm from John.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true.
Well, the triplets there are really mixed high, so you can detect them very well. And if you're not sure what a triplet is, it's the part where he's going da 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 da, because you're doing three note values in the time of one or two in this case. So ta 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 ta, 1 2 3, 1 2 3, 1 2 3, 1 2 3, and so it's pretty fast, and it's difficult to play them like you were saying. They rush when they're in concert because it's it's the excitement of people there, but to keep it steady is really important for your right hand. If you're John playing right-handed, you really have to keep it steady. So, yeah, really great part, and I like the way that guy explains it in the video. He shows you how it works very well.
Yeah, he shows you it in slow-mo basically, and then picks up the speed. It's like, whoa, my thought, of course, is like, no way I can do
Yeah, it's pretty
that.
hard.
When I was playing, I haven't been playing at all, but when I was playing, I was more of a rhythm guy, and so something like that might have piqued my interest a little bit more than other things. So.
Definitely. Yeah. Another tune that I picked for best rhythm, or what I think it really stands out, was a little bit later. This was from Rubber Soul. This is I'm Looking Through You, and this is a song that I don't even expect as a song that you think about him playing it, but because I think of George always kind of playing these kind of parts, but it's really prominent. Obviously, John starts the song out, and then George just plays these little licks, but John is playing a real steady acoustic, and we just heard him playing electric on All My Lovin'. So let's hear him playing acoustic and keeping things steady on I'm Looking Through You.
You don't look different, but you have changed.
So a little Rubber Soul, I'm Looking Through You, with John on the acoustic playing a very, very solid rhythm guitar.
Here's a good one. You know, George plays good solos on this, but the song really rocks, and it rocks because of the great rhythm guitar, and that's She's a Woman.
Pretty cool part there. Real sharp, very bright sounding, very dissonant sounding. And if you're a real music nerd like us, you'll be aware of the fact that the song doesn't start on beat one, and it's actually kind of tricky to figure out the meter because it throws you off. It's just by itself, so you're not really sure. It doesn't really lay very well or very easily like you would expect it to sound. So pretty fun example to test your music friends, ask them what beat it starts on.
Exactly. And it's real precise.
Yes.
It's precise, crisp playing.
Absolutely.
So
I have one more in the rhythm category, and this is, you mentioned earlier, when you have Eric Clapton next to you, why would you be playing all sorts of licks and soloing? And so I chose Your Blues from the Rock and Roll Circus, by Rolling Stones' Rock and Roll Circus. And this is where he's playing with Keith Richards on bass and Mitch Mitchell on drums and Eric Clapton on guitar. So a pretty good little group there. when you think about Your Blues, you tend to think about that lick that you hear when they have the break. Girl, you know the reason why. That part. And that's a John lick. You can see him playing it. And especially in the video, you can really see how he plays rhythm with some pretty intricate stuff. So let's take a listen to the Dirty Mac.
Girl, you know the reason. In the morning, wanna die. In the evening, wanna die. If I ain't dead already, girl, you know the reason.
A lot of times you get, like, when you think of certain ones of these songs, you're thinking of the lead part, but John's so great there in the background of that, you know?
Yeah, it's very solid. I think that you want a rhythm player to be really solid and not have bad time, and really you want them to lock in with the drummer and the bass player, and they certainly do, so that's a good example of that.
Dave, why don't we pick a different category here?
Alrighty.
I think we've heard a lot of rhythm stuff. There's probably about 100 more we could do, but let's go to a different category. Where do you want to go next?
Well, let's go to, I mentioned that we're kind of moving a little bit, actually around that same time. The Beatles went to India, and Donovan was there, and so we're they only had their acoustic guitars, and so we're going to call this next category acoustic/finger-picking. Style, and there's been some discrepancy on what you call this style, because Donovan, there's a cool video actually of him explaining online on YouTube. He shows how he taught John to play this style. Some people call it Travis picking, based on Merle Travis, the country singer, but I think it's more accurate to call it claw hammer. And it's a, mm-hmm. a way of, you're always playing with three fingers, and you always have kind of a bass sound going and then arpeggiating the chords. And if you listen to anything from the White Album on, it's very, very prominent. So one great example, and this is all John, nobody else on this one, we're going to play a special version. This is from the Anthology.
Anthology 3.
Yeah, and this is the song Julia.
Just to reach you
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful sound. Almost sounds kind of classical, doesn't it?
Yeah, the reason I played that Anthology 3 too was because the vocals drop out and it's just him playing the rest of the time mm-hmm. until they give up towards the end. And it's just like you can really hear the method that you're talking about that he plays on that one and a couple other tracks. So mm-hmm. when we mentioned acoustic, though, I had to pick. Had to pick Norwegian Wood.
Oh, yeah. Great choice.
Norwegian Wood. So let's have a listen to the start here of Norwegian Wood. It's just one of the best openers mm-hmm. of any Beatles song, really.
She once had me. She showed me her room. Isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere.
So that's not necessarily the claw hammer technique or anything like that.
No.
But when you think acoustic, you gotta include that one.
Definitely, and the Beatles, like many other groups, had a fascination with the D major chord on guitar, and in this case he's capoed, he put a capo on the second fret to make it into E, but you just take a D major chord and you've got the three fingers and then your fourth, and you can do all these great shapes. There's zillions of songs written with that, and that's one of those songs that just is fun to play. It just lies very well on the guitar, so... A great acoustic song for their acoustic album at the time, Rubber Soul. I've got one more that I want to put in this category, and it's also a song written at the same time, roughly, as the White Album tunes, but it didn't appear until John Lennon Plastic Ono Band, and that's the song Look at Me, which is, again, just John playing, and you'll really hear that finger-picking technique.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Look at me. Who am I supposed to be? Who am I supposed to be? Look at me. What am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be? Look at me.
Yeah, just really beautiful, really simple playing there. Excellent
yeah.
tune.
And he took it up more than the others. I mean, Paul is a great acoustic player, certainly. And you can hear some of this technique on Blackbird and some of the White Album tunes, but it's not quite as rigorous. I think John is very rigorous with it. He doesn't mess around a lot. It's very straight playing and And that's why it's so effective to me.
My last choice here is the opening of kind of a little bit of an under-the-radar song from Mind Games called Out the Blue. And
good,
it starts
wow.
with this really intricate... I haven't sat down and tried to figure out the opener, but it is a little bit complicated. So let's just hear that opener, and then we'll chat about it a little bit. Yeah, so interesting little intro there.
Yeah, really very different from, you don't expect it to go where it goes, because it sounds just acoustic at the beginning with him, and really, like you say, intricate, and just not sure where it's going, and then they all lock in together. But again, very beautiful just to hear a man and his guitar at the beginning is the best, so
yeah,
sounds good.
Why don't we transition to a different category here, Dave, and let's go to most prolific or numerous lead guitar player, but there are some really great examples of some, both in Beatles and elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
of some great lead guitar playing. I think I wanted to start here with this little short solo that is in the middle of Honey Pie. This one was also featured in that Mike Pacelli video.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays through it and how it's way up high and he mutes a string and then plays like a really high note. So here's the little solo from Honey Pie.
To be where you belong, Honey Pie, come back to me.
Do you like it like that?
That hot kind of music. Hot kind of music. Yeah, very short and sweet. And it's like it's got like a little jazzy feel. And just like that ascending line. It's really... yeah, great. Great stuff.
It's great.
Yeah.
Mike Pacelli said it sounds like a clarinet. But I don't know if exactly sounds like a clarinet, but and you can, if you really listen, you can hear little bits of it throughout the song too, little tiny little licks. So
yeah,
and George confirmed that's John on playing that solo. So
cool.
So excellent.
Yeah. To hear a little longer song that has John playing lead on it, it's, well, again, he's the only guitarist on it, but the Ballad of John and Yoko, and that everybody knows that story when just John and Paul playing on that together. And the form of the song is a blues, very bluesy, and the licks are very bluesy, and not B.B. King-type licks or anything, but very effective, and they're kind of echoing what he sings, so... We can take a listen to the Ballad of John Yoko.
Standing in the dockets of Hampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says, you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going.
Yeah, Chris, you like that lick, the little bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
Whip 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 whip.
Yeah, it sounds like horn lines or something.
Real great. Real great. Boy, so I played this song several times on the podcast before, but I can't get enough of it. And this is Death of Samantha again, going back to Death of Samantha. And John's playing guitar on at least electric guitar on both of these first two tracks. Mm. So if you haven't heard Approximately Infinite Universe, go listen to it. And
especially now, because it was recently re-released, so you can get a couple of Yoko albums all at one time.
Yeah. Fly and maybe get Fly, maybe get Approximately Infinite Universe, then maybe save your money.
Yeah, save.
But I thought I'd play the solo at about 2:10 in to this because it's pretty relatively simple sounding solo, but it's just like lights up the world. Mm-hmm. So here's John on Death of Samantha.
It's that like smoky feel with the slow late night type sound, and just really picking the right, he was good at selecting the right notes when he was playing lead, just the ones. I don't know, Bob Dylan played lead, and some people have said he played choice notes too, but usually I think they were kind of bad choices in most of his lead tunes. But
him continuing touring, which I heard he just renewed more dates, is also a bad choice by him.
Yes, but we digress. But yeah, that's a great example. Yeah. And then another one, and I've got a quote here from John in the Lennon Remembers interview, is Get Back. And if you watch the rooftop concert in movie Let It Be, you can see John playing a lot of the lead. Well, he plays all the lead here. But here's a quote. So, again, he's talking about his guitar playing. Jan Wenner says, "You said you played the obbligato on Get Back." And John says, "I played the solo on that, yeah. When Paul was feeling kindly, he would give me a solo. Maybe if he was feeling guilty that he had most of the A-sides or something, he'd give me a solo. And so I played the solo on that." And so you can hear him.
Feeling, oh, I'm so guilty.
I better give John something here. So let's hear John's guitar playing, again, echoing a lot of the singing, the vocal lines on another bluesy tune, Get Back. So you can definitely hear John wailing away. And the second time in the rooftop concert, when the police turned the amps off or pulled the power, he hits what we call in music, he hits a clam. like a real bad wrong note, and he starts laughing, and George starts laughing. It's pretty funny, actually. But
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah. So. Well, that's almost could fit in our next category.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you explain the next category and do you take the first choice on this one?
Okay. So I called this raw emotional feeling category. And this goes back to John's quote that I read at the beginning of the episode with, you know, he's not technically great, but he gets a sound out of it.
Yeah.
And here's what he says here. Eric Clapton thinks I can play. Ask him. You see a lot of you people want technical things. Then it's like wanting technical films. I'm a cinema verite guitarist. kind of just like I play it here. I'll just play it. And
yeah.
So in this case, I picked a really early song, and this is the cover of Little Richard's Long Tall Sally that was recorded in one take. And John plays the first solo. I didn't even realize this. And then I watched a video of them playing it live. I can't remember. Maybe it was Sweden or one of the 63 or 64 concerts. And yeah, it was John. And then I went back to the recording and did some research. And yes, the first solo is John. So you'll hear it here. And it's just like, it may not be technically great or amazing, but man, you feel it. You feel the energy, the rawness of it. So let's take a listen to the solo from Long Tall Sally. Yeah, so he just takes, you pick a couple of good notes and just really wail on them. That's what he does on that one.
Yeah. It's. I feel like if you know, give it a chance, he'd play songs like that and just like the Toronto concerts.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like let's play some fun old 50 songs and 60 songs and you know.
Yeah,
definitely. Rock them out.
Straight out rock them out.
I'll play dirty solos and
it'll be good. Exactly.
For my first selection here for raw emotional playing is from his most raw emotional album, Plastic Ono Band. And there is a great track that uses beautiful tremolo guitar, and that's Hold On. So that just sits you into the perfect kind of state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's a different emotion, but it's very contemplative. That's a great way to describe it. So,
and that's one of many contemplative songs on that album. And my other choice is also from the same album, but a totally different sound. And this one to me, it sounds like I have a very cheap practice amp of Fender Frontman, and when I put the distortion on it, it sounds like this song. It sounds like I Found Out. It sounds like he's cranked it up, and he's really trying to play it through this real cheap amp. It probably wasn't, but it just sounds like very fuzzy, distorted, and raw. So let's take a listen. He also does it. He sings along with his guitar playing, so it's pretty cool dialogue. So I found out.
I told you before, stay away from my door. Don't give me that brother, 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 brother. The freaks on the phone won't leave me alone. So don't give me that brother, 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 brother.
Yeah, it's real grungy, real grungy.
Yeah.
See, maybe John Lennon's the father, grandfather of grunge.
That's right.
Not Neil Young.
Not Neil Young, no, no. No, no. And I think we'd both suggest, if you really want to hear John's, the whole scope, because you do hear, actually, all four of these are categories kind of appear on that album, since he's the only guitarist, so you really get to hear the many sides of John, and that's the raw side, for sure.
Any emotional song, any the word raw, singing while playing guitar, the lick, all of those describe I Want You. He's so heavy.
Yeah.
Which in 10 different ways is a fantastic track, but most of those ways are guitar. Most yes. of those ways are guitar. George on it too, but John, it's obviously John's top to bottom, John's tune. So let's hear I Want You. I don't think we've ever played I Want You.
No, I don't think so. This might
talked
be a
about
first.
It ever.
No.
So let's I'll be interested to hear your take. That's been the hardest yet to pot down.
Yeah, I know. I know. Especially
we haven't even gotten to the, you know, the bow, 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 bow.
Yeah. And again, you got different styles because you have that little Latin section where it's instrumental and it's just John. And that's just John. And yeah, you could tell it's him and not George because it's just a little bit imprecise.
Yeah.
Kind of bends it a little too high, and but man, it's just you're feeling it, and it draws you in. And then of course, obviously the licks, the build up of the do 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 do, and that whole thing is just really fantastic guitar work. So it is a Lennon production for sure, and his lead sticks out, especially when he's singing along with his guitar. And that's a great example.
Well, and one reason that I've always loved that song and been drawn to it so much is how emotional it is. It's mm-hmm. very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are like the same nonsense simple. Over and over.
Right.
Pretty simple, but what makes it so dramatic is the music.
Yes,
know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, very good. Yeah. Very good. So that we hope that gives you a pretty good overview of John's and on guitar, John Lennon, because he's underrated, I think, and ignored a lot for his songwriting. Obviously, is what you think of, is he's the great songwriter and singer, but that singer-songwriter also played a pretty good guitar in a lot of songs throughout his career. So, well worth checking out John on the guitar.
Yeah, excellent. I think a few of these things are like came out in research, came out the blue.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, exactly.
Might get in my rotation a little more than they have been. So,
right. And if you think we forgot anything, or you want to weigh in on any of these tunes or our selections, or share your own, you're welcome to contact us on Facebook or on Twitter at I've Got a Beatles. You can email us at I've Got a Beatles Podcast at hotmail.com. And yeah, we've got a couple of big things coming up with the September 7th McCartney album in the works.
That's right.
I know he released lately a picture of him in the studio. It looked like an arrangement or something with some music and saying, hard at work on Egypt Station or getting it together.
Yeah.
And so
there's these little Easter eggs. Like
yeah.
If you go to Super Deluxe Edition is one site that I always go to, which has all kinds of, and they have the Egypt Station Deluxe 2 LP colored vinyl edition.
Mm.
Just to look at it. But if you click on it and then you zoom, you can get the lyrics.
Ooh.
To Happy With You.
Ooh.
It says, I don't know, come to me, and then Happy With You. And you get the full lyrics of Happy With You. So
nice. All right.
give him a look.
Dribbling out a bit by bit here. So
I'm sure you got the two-disc deluxe.
Colored vinyl? Oh, yeah.
Colored vinyl.
Oh, I got 8 copies.
Pre-order. Right?
Yeah, I got... yeah, absolutely. So. No, it'll be fun. That's the biggest thing we're looking forward to right now, as well as the John Lennon stamp. For those of you in the U.S., it does look pretty cool. I don't really mail letters anymore, but it does look pretty cool. Might be worth going to check out. I think it's September 9th is when that comes out. So we'll let you know and be in touch with more soon. So what are we going to go out with today to finish off our John guitar episode?
Well, let's go out with one from his final album that he was live for. And that's, of course, everybody loves the opening part of Just Like Starting Over.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. No time flies so quickly. Starting over, starting over.